แบบทดสอบฉบับนี้มีข้อสอบจำนวน20ข้อมีบทสนทนาที่ต้องฟัง3บทนักเรียนจะได้ฟังบทสนทนาแต่ละบท2ครั้งโดยในบทสนทนาที่1มีข้อสอบ7ข้อให้ตอบว่าข้อความถูกหรือผิดถ้าถูกให้กาเครื่องหมายในช่องA ถ้าผิดให้กาเครื่องหมายในช่อง B เมื่อนักเรียนฟังบทสนทนาแล้วให้เวลาทำข้อสอบ2นาทีสำหรับบทสนทนาที่2และ3มีข้อสอบ7ข้อและ6ข้อตามลำดับเมื่อนักเรียนฟังบทสนทนา2ครั้งแล้วจะได้ฟังคำถามข้อละ2ครั้งนักเรียนต้องตั้งใจฟังเพราะในข้อสอบของนักเรียนไม่มีคำถามให้มีแต่คำตอบซึ่งเมื่อนักเรียนฟังคำถามแล้วครูจะให้เวลาในการตอบข้อละ30วินาทีเท่านั้นเริ่มฟังได
้ Instructions A.You will hear a conversation between a woman, Ellen, and her neighbor, Steve, about living in a small town. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. Put a tick in the box under A for yes, if it is correct, and a tick in the box under B for no, if it is not. Items 1 through 7.Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the conversation twice.
Hi, I'm Ellen Jones. I'm your new neighbor.
Hello, Steve Brown. Nice to meet you. Welcome to Littleport. Where did you live before?
I used to work in New York. I came back to this country last month.
Oh, really?My firm sometimes sends me to the States on business trips, but I'm always pleased to get home again. New York's so busy and noisy.
That's true, but I loved it. There's always lots going on, and it's very exciting. Anyway, tell me about what there is to do here in Littleport.
Well, I'm in the Drama Society. We perform plays or musicals twice a year.We're always looking for new members.
I'm no good at acting or singing.
That doesn't matter. You could help behind the stage with lights or something like that.
Well, I'm not sure. When's your next show?
Actually, it's next weekend. We're doing a musical.
Are you in it?
Yes, I certainly am. Would you like to buy a ticket?
Well, thanks for asking, but...I've already got something planned. Are there any other clubs, like sports clubs, for example?
There's the tennis club. Then there's the football club. But you wouldn't be interested in that.
Why not? Maybe they have a women's team. Women like playing football too, you know. Anyway, is there a health club or gym in town? I used to go regularly in New York.
Yes, and it's got a nice exercise room and swimming pool.
I must join. Do you know if it's expensive?
About £24 a month. But there's one problem. There's a waiting list of about a year. All you have to do is get a form and fill it in.
Great. I don't think Littleport is going to suit me.
Now, listen again.
Hi, I'm Ellen Jones. I'm your new neighbor.
Hello, Steve Brown. Nice to meet you. Welcome to Littleport. Where did you live before?
I used to work in New York. I came back to this country last month.
Oh, really? My firm sometimes sends me to the States on business trips, but I'm always pleased to get home again. New York's so busy and noisy.
That's true, but I loved it. There's always lots going on, and it's very exciting. Anyway, tell me about what there is to do here in Littleport.
Well, I'm in the drama society. We perform plays or musicals twice a year. We're always looking for new members.
I'm no good at acting or singing.
That doesn't matter. You could help behind the stage with lights or something like that.
Well, I'm not sure. When's your next show?
Actually, it's next weekend. We're doing a musical.
Are you in it?
Yes, I certainly am. Would you like to buy a ticket?
Well, thanks for asking, but I've already got something planned. Are there any other clubs, like sports clubs, for example?
There's the tennis club. Then there's the football club. But you wouldn't be interested in that.
Why not? Maybe they have a women's team. Women like playing football too, you know. Anyway, is there a health club or gym in town? I used to go regularly in New York.
Yes, and it's got a nice exercise room and swimming pool.
I must join. Do you know if it's expensive?
About £24 a month. But there's one problem. There's a waiting list of about a year. All you have to do is get a form and fill it in.
Great. I don't think Littleport is going to suit me.
ลงมือทำได้
Instructions B. You will hear a conversation between two men about a Japanese public bath twice. Listen carefully and answer the questions. Items 8 to 14. Japanese public bath.
Hey Phil, have you ever been to a Japanese public bath? I hear it's quite an experience.
Yes, and what an experience.
What do you mean?
Well, it's nothing like visiting a swimming pool in the States.
Well, what do you do when you go to a public bath?
First, you take off your shoes before you enter.
Okay.
Then you pay an entrance fee to the man or woman at the front counter.
Uh-huh.
Next, you get undressed in the dressing room. And I was very surprised and a little embarrassed to see that the woman who took my money was sitting on a platform where she had a clear view of the men's side of the dressing room.
Really?
This allows the workers to keep an eye on the patrons' belongings while they are in the bath.
Wow. And do you wear a bathing suit or something?
Oh, no. You don't wear anything. Then you go into the main bathing area and wash your body while sitting on a small stool about 40 centimeters high.
On a stool?
Yeah. It was really hard getting used to bathing in that position. Sometimes, people even wash each other's backs.
Oh, really? So, what do you do after that?
Well, after you've rinsed off all the soap, they usually have 2 or 3 large baths where you can soak for a while.
Do you actually share the bath with other people?
Yeah. Traditionally, the bath played an important role in the community. It gave neighbors an opportunity to socialize while bathing.
Huh. Interesting.
When you're all done bathing, people relax in the dressing room by watching TV, drinking tea or juice, or talking to friends. It's quite an experience.
Now, listen again.
Hey, Phil. Have you ever been to a Japanese public bath? I hear it's quite an experience.
Yes, and what an experience.
What do you mean?
Well, it's nothing like visiting a swimming pool in the States.
Well, what do you do when you go to a public bath?
First, you take off your shoes before you enter.
Okay.
Then you pay an entrance fee to the man or woman at the front counter.
Uh-huh.
Next, you get undressed in the dressing room. And I was very surprised and a little embarrassed to see that the woman who took my money was sitting on a platform where she had a clear view of the men's side of the dressing room.
Really?
This allows the workers to keep an eye on the patrons' belongings while they are in the bath.
Wow. And do you wear a bathing suit or something?
Oh, no. You don't wear anything. Then you go into the main bathing area and wash your body while sitting on a small stool about 40 centimeters high.
On a stool?
Yeah. It was really hard getting used to bathing in that position. Sometimes, people even wash each other's backs.
Oh, really? So, what do you do after that?
Well, after you've rinsed off all the soap, they usually have 2 or 3 large baths where you can soak for a while.
Do you actually share the bath with other people?
Yeah. Traditionally, the bath played an important role in the community. It gave neighbors an opportunity to socialize while bathing.
Huh. Interesting.
When you're all done bathing, people relax in the dressing room by watching TV, drinking tea or juice, or talking to friends. It's quite an experience.
Question 8. What is the second thing you do when visiting a Japanese public bath? What is the second thing you do when visiting a Japanese public bath? Question 9. What surprised Phil when he went to the bath? What surprised Phil when he went to the bath? Question 10. What are you allowed to wear when bathing? What are you allowed to wear when bathing? Question 11. Traditionally, what could people do at the bath? Traditionally, what could people do at the bath? Question 12. What do people sometimes do after their bath? What do people sometimes do after their bath? Question 13. Which sentence is in the correct order? Which sentence is in the correct order? Question 14. What is the main idea of this conversation? What is the main idea of this conversation?
Instructions C. You will hear a conversation between a man and his daughter about dinner twice. Listen carefully and answer the questions. Items 15 through 20. Dinner time.
Time to eat.
Coming. Oh, I'm starving.
Good, good.
Oh, yuck. What's that?
Now don't complain.
But what is it? And where is Mom?
Now, Mom put me in charge of dinner because she's not feeling well tonight.
But what is it? And that smell?
It's pizza. I just followed an old family recipe here, and...
Let me see that. Oh, Dad!
What?
You're missing a page.
Well, I couldn't find the second page of the recipe. But don't worry, I have plenty of experience around the house. Plenty of experience cooking.
That's not what Mom says.
Well, wait. Here, let me try a piece first. Here, let me cool this off here. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is great stuff.
Yeah, right. Why are you making that face?
Well, it's just a little rich for me, that's all.
Let me try it, Dad. Dad, you put a little too much salt in it. And besides, it's burned.
Well?
And what's that?
Oh, well, that's just part of my own adaptation to the recipe. I added some pumpkin.
Oh, not another one of your surprises. Pumpkin doesn't go on pizza.
Well, okay. Well, so what? What do we do now?
Well, how about some cold cereal? You can't mess up on that, Dad.
Now, listen again.
Time to eat.
Coming. Oh, I'm starving.
Good, good.
Oh, yuck. What's that?
Now don't complain.
But what is it? And where is Mom?
Now, Mom put me in charge of dinner because she's not feeling well tonight.
But what is it? And that smell?
It's pizza. I just followed an old family recipe here, and...
Let me see that. Oh, Dad!
What?
You're missing a page.
Well, I couldn't find the second page of the recipe. But don't worry. I have plenty of experience around the house. Plenty of experience cooking.
That's not what Mom says.
Well, wait. Here, let me try a piece first. Here, let me cool this off here. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is great stuff.
Yeah, right. Why are you making that face?
Well, it's just a little rich for me, that's all.
Let me try it, Dad. Dad, you put a little too much salt in it. And besides, it's burned.
Well?
And what's that?
Oh, well, that's just part of my own adaptation to the recipe. I added some pumpkin.
Oh, not another one of your surprises. Pumpkin doesn't go on pizza.
Well, okay. Well, so what? What do we do now?
Well, how about some cold cereal? You can't mess up on that, Dad.
Question 15. What does the conversation imply about the mother? What does the conversation imply about the mother? Question 16. What is the first problem the girl notices about her father's cooking? What is the first problem the girl notices about her father's cooking? Question 17. How does the girl know her father doesn't like the pizza he prepared? How does the girl know her father doesn't like the pizza he prepared? Question 18. What problem does the girl not mention about the pizza? What problem does the girl not mention about the pizza? Question 19. What do they end up doing for lunch? What do they end up doing for lunch? Question 20. What is the main idea of this conversation? What is the main idea of this conversation?